أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So one of the aspects, in fact the main aspect of Surah Al-Fatir was reflection. And we saw how there was reflection on fruits, reflection on food, reflection on the human body. Oh, so many reflections. So I'd like today to look at a book that is called Risalatu Dhahabiyya, The Treatise of Gold. And I'd like to take some extracts from it. See, Mamun Rashid had requested Imam Ali Ridha to advise him in the light of the knowledge of his forefathers, which is the Ahlul Bayt, about what to eat and drink so as to support a healthy life and to get rid or not to be subject to diseases and infirmities. And in response, Imam wrote him a long letter giving details of the rules for sound health, when and what to eat and drink. Mamun was so impressed that he got the letter rewritten in gold liquid. That is why it's known as Risalatu Dhahabiyya, a letter as good and valuable as gold. And he gave instructions to preserve it in the royal treasures. And it starts off with a hadith of the Prophet which says, Allah does not afflict anybody with a single ailment for which a corresponding cure is not available. Therefore, for every kind of disease, there is a medicine and there is a cure. Imam says, whatever we eat and drink, there is a connection with our anatomy, and how we take them affects our entire health. Keep in mind, this is written some 1400 years ago. He continues to say that vitality of the spirit follows the disposition and constitution of the body, which in turn depends upon climatic conditions. They alter and adjust to the degree of change in the atmosphere of one's habitation. The body reacts according to the weather. If the weather is mild, pleasant and moderate, it keeps the constitution of the body in balance. He says, also remember that each human being has a different natural disposition according to his shape, form and nature, and accepts only that which agrees and adjusts. Therefore, eat and drink what is agreeable with your system. Overeating is never good for anybody. When your appetite desires a little more, stop eating immediately, since regulating the digestive system keeps the mind alert and trims the body into an agile and strong shape. In summer, eat things which have a cooling effect in their ingredients. In winter, select food that excites sensation of warmth. In temperate seasons, use ingredients mixed in due proportion, neither hot nor cold. He says, at mealtime, first eat those foods which are easily digestible. And that will depend on the habits, age and fitness and the desire of the one eating and also on the climate. To regulate one's system, the Prophet advised Imam Ali to have 3 meals in 48 hours. On the first day, eat only once at 11 a.m. This is just a preamble. He says, sleep affects the brain. It keeps the body well. And in right measure, when you go to sleep, lie down on the right side first, then turn to the left. During sleep, the body's position may change from left to right and vice versa. But at the time of waking, you must be lying on your right side. Never sleep on your stomach. Imam says, train your mind to have a restful sleep. Make a habit of getting up 2 hours before the day begins. Once you get up, freshen up by brushing your teeth. The best toothbrush is miswak. It cleans and disinfects the teeth, produces fresh breath, firms the gums and prevents tooth decay. He even goes to say, don't be too firm. And don't slow down, be moderate, because if you're really firm, it will thin out your gums and weaken the teeth, loosening them from the roots. There is also a recipe for tooth powder. To increase the whiteness of your teeth, use rock salt powder with a foam of seawater. There is also a month-by-month food guide. I will look at the first 4 months of the year, and then you can refer to the chart that we will post with this Q-Bite. So in January, Imam says, drink lukewarm water every day in the morning. Eat lots of green vegetables, mint, soya bean. Don't eat fish or drink milk in this month. In February, he says, eat meat from birds, chicken in other words, garlic and dry fruits. Avoid too much sugar and start doing some bodybuilding exercises. In March, he says, the days are considered to be refreshing and mild. The ground is soft, preparing for the birth of new plants. So eat tender, easily digestive food. Avoid onions and garlic and any food that contains sour ingredients. In April, he says, the weather during this month is soothing and stimulating, with the wind blowing from east to west. The circulation of blood stirs up excitement. It's known as the barbecue season, and you should try to add vinegar to food. In May, he says, the air is fresh and cool. It's the last month of spring. Avoid eating meat that is hard to digest, like beef, and avoid food that is rich in salt. I'd like to end with some random tips from Imam. So if you wish to maintain a slim and sound body, he says, eat very little at dinner time. To keep away from colds and flu, try smelling daffodils. Eating dates will save you from colic. Eat 21 raisins before breakfast, and it will save you from diseases. Use black caraway seeds in your food. When you eat fish at night, ensure you have honey or dates after it. If you wish to have beautiful children, then when you're pregnant, eat lots of watermelon. Eating a pomegranate opens up the heart to perception beyond one's imagination, especially if you have it on Friday morning. If you have stomach aches, then wash and dry rice, powder it, and have a tablespoon every morning. Lentils soften the heart. Figs will cure bad breath, strengthen the bones, improve your hair growth. Eat lots of cucumbers. When you visit a new city, ensure that the first thing you do is eat an onion from that city, and that will ensure that you will not be subject to the diseases of that town. When you eat, let 1/3 of your stomach be food, 1/3 for drink, and 1/3 for breathing. The life of a person who performs wudu before eating is prolonged, and his body remains secure against disease. Abstain from hot food. Keep it aside for a while till it cools. Eat anything when your stomach is full. Don't eat between breakfast and dinner. To eat breakfast is harmful for one's health. And then the most obvious. Before you start, say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. And when you end, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise and gratitude belongs to Allah. Remember, when you're drinking water, the thirst of Hussein, and that will ensure that you will recognize how precious water is. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.